美国之音英语教学，请听美国习惯用语。
今天我们要讲两个以 bone 这个字组成的习惯用语。
Bone. Bone is spelled B-O-N-E. Bone.
Bone 在中文里是什么意思呢？ Bone 就是骨头。我们首先要给大家介绍的一个和 bone 有关的习惯用语是
To have a feeling in one's bones. To have a feeling in one's bones.
To have a feeling, 也就是有个感觉的意思。请大家不要误会。To have a feeling in one's bones, 并不是某人骨头酸痛感到不舒服。To have a feeling in one's bones 是指某个人有一种强烈的感觉，似乎什么事情将要发生，但是他又无法解释为什么。下面就是一个很好的例子，这是一个年轻的女子在跟她的朋友说话。
I just came back from Sally and Joe's wedding. It was beautiful, and they both looked so happy. But you know something? I hope I'm wrong,But I have this feeling in my bones that this marriage won't last a year.
这位年轻少女说，我刚参加萨利和乔伊的婚礼回来，婚礼安排得很漂亮，他们俩看起来也非常高兴。但是你知道吗？不知道为什么我总是有个感觉，他们的婚姻维持不了一年。我希望我的感觉是错的。我们再来把这个例句用慢速念一遍。
I just came back from Sally and Joe's wedding. It was beautiful, and they both looked so happy. But you know something? I hope I'm wrong, but I have this feeling in my bones that this marriage won't last a year.
美国的私营企业到处都是，而且他们的规模也各有不同。大的可以有数以千计的雇员，而小的可以小到只有两个合伙人。下面是一个经营饭馆的人在说他的合伙人。
Bill and I have been partners for years, and we have practically become friends. He's honest and straightforward, and has never cheated me.But he never talks about his family life, and I have a feeling in my bones that he's thinking of a divorce.
这个人说，我和比尔已经合伙了好多年了，我们实际上已经是很好的朋友了。他很诚实，也很直率，从来也没有欺骗过我。但是他从来也不谈他的家庭生活，我不知怎么总是感到他在考虑离婚。美国人很强调个人的独立性。中国人在个人生活当中碰到问题的时候，一般倾向于征求家人或亲友的意见，得到他们的帮助。而美国人则习惯自己独立地解决问题，除了个别真正亲密无间的朋友外，他们一般不轻易地把家里或个人的事情告诉别人。我们再来把上面这个例句慢慢地念一遍。
Bill and I have been partners for years.And we have practically become friends. He's honest and straightforward and has never cheated me. But he never talks about his family life. And I have a feeling in my bones that he's thinking of a divorce.
下面我们再给大家介绍一个以 bone 这个词为主的习惯用语。
To have a bone to pick. To have a bone to pick. Pick is spelled P-I-C-K. To have a bone to pick.
To have a bone to pick. 从字面上来解释就是挑骨头的意思。但是作为俗语，To have a bone to pick 的意思就不同了。 它是指有理由来抱怨或争论。下面是一个丈夫在对他的妻子讲话。
Honey, I have a bone to pick with you. I don't mind you getting into the bathroom first in the morning, but do you have to be in there so long? You know, I have to get to work on time, too.
这个丈夫说，亲爱的，我有一件事得向你抱怨了。我不在乎你每天早上先用洗澡间，但是你有必要在里面待那么长时间吗？你知道我也得按时上班呢。在一般美国人家里，夫妇俩的卧室里有一个洗澡间，而孩子们尽管他们也许有自己的房间，但是也得合用一个洗澡间，这倒是经常引起争吵的一个原因。现在我们把这个例句再慢慢的念一遍。
Honey, I have a bone to pick with you. I don't mind you getting into the bathroom first in the morning, but do you have to be in there so long? You know, I have to get to work on time too.
每个人穿了新衣服都喜欢别人夸奖，这也是人的正常心理。特别是妇女，每当她们添置了一些新的时髦的衣服，总喜欢别人注意夸奖一番。可是有的人注意是注意了，但偏偏注意到坏的一面。下面的例子就是一个女教师在说她的朋友。
Sally always criticizes me no matter what I wear.Last week, I put on the red dress I bought at Macy's. Everyone said I looked great in that dress. The only person who had a bone to pick with me was Sally. She said the dress was too tight on me. That's ridiculous.
这位女教师说，不管我穿什么，萨莉总是会批评的。上星期我穿了在梅西公司买的那件红色连衣裙，每个人都说我穿了那件衣服非常好看。唯一挑毛病的人就是萨利，他说那件衣服我穿了太小，这简直是可笑。请大家再听一遍上面这个例句。
Sally always criticizes me no matter what I wear. Last week I put on the red dress I bought at Macy'sEveryone said I looked great in that dress. The only person who had a bone to pick with me was Sally. She said the dress was too tight on me. That's ridiculous.
各位听众，我们今天给大家讲解了两个以 bone 这个字为主的习惯用语。第一个是
To have a feeling in one's bones.
To have a feeling in one's bones 就是某人有一种感觉，好像什么事情要发生，但是又讲不出道理。今天我们给大家介绍的第二个习惯用语是
To have a bone to pick.
To have a bone to pick 是指有理由提出抱怨或争论。
以上您收听的是美国之音英语教学节目《美国习惯用语》。